You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table. Welcome back to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is Darren Clark, the producer of the show. We hit the 200 episode mark last month and surpassed 1 million downloads this summer. So we've had a look back at some of our most listened to episodes. Today's show is one that is worth resharing, because the ability to write great copy and get your message across is timeless, and especially important when we're adapting our messaging for the crazy year we've been having. Craig Clemens is a copywriter and the founder of Golden Hippo, and with over a billion in sales, he can teach us a thing or two. If you find this formula helpful, would you please write us a review on Apple Podcasts? So thank you for listening, and remember to hit the subscribe button.
Hey, this is Roland Fraser here on Business Lunch with Craig Clemens of Golden Hippo. Craig, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
One of the cool things that I saw in some of the stuff that you'd written was your impact arcs.
Impact arcs.
Can you tell us quickly about what that is and how that works?
The impact arcs formula comes from studying thousands and thousands of communications and stories. And I noticed that there is this primal way of describing something that makes it really sink in to the person you're describing it to. Well, in order to get someone's attention, you have to address them based on something they can relate to. So the A in impact arc stands for ask a yes question.
Okay.
So if I wanted to tell you about, say, fine art. We're in a room right now with some fine art on the wall. And I know you, Roland, like investing in entrepreneurship and things like that. You know, I might say, you know, have you ever thought about how you could invest in alternate things such as fine art? And if you would get a bigger appreciation there than you would putting your money somewhere else in the stock market, things like that. Now, honestly, have you ever had that thought?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I do invest in art.
There we go. So I know my audience already.
Yes.
And the next step in order to convey something is now you need to show them that you are also experienced in the topic. And the R of the ARC stands for reveal that you have been there.
Okay. Can I make a little bit of input, and I'd love to get your feedback on it.
Absolutely.
So on the question phase, why a yes answer?
That is the easiest way to explain it, though for advanced folks, a statement works just as well as a question. So the yes thing is nice because it forces you to think of something that they're going to say yes to for sure.
Okay.
Though you can do a statement that I would say is an agreeable statement that's going to get the mental yes, even if they don't say it out loud.
Okay.
And so a statement in this example would be something like, you know, we all want to make maximum return on our money that's sitting in the bank. Anyone that is listening to that, that has
money
in the bank, is like,
right.
Of course, you know?
Okay. So the reason that I ask is I read a great book called Never Split the Difference by a gentleman named Chris Voss. And one of the best books on negotiation that I've read. He was a hostage negotiator for the FBI, lead one, set up the program and everything. And I had the chance to talk with him as well. And he suggests that if you ask a no question first, that the walls of objection are automatically down because you've already said no. And so mentally, you're more open to receive information, so that when he was dealing with terrorists, and these are people who are going to kill people, because and Never Split the Difference is like, you can't say, well, send me half the hostages and just kill the other half, right?
Yeah.
So he's in all or nothing kind of situations. And I thought it was really interesting, and I've used it in deal negotiations, and I like things like, would it be ridiculous to think that we could come to an agreement on this? No, it's not ridiculous. Well, now they've said no. And the walls are down because they haven't said yes, and now they're on guard that they've said yes.
Yeah. And let me point out something about that book title.
Yeah.
Never Split the Difference. If you're thinking about negotiating and you want to learn to negotiate, what is that book title?
It's the opposite of everything that you normally think about.
It's
immediately provocative.
Yeah. Counterintuitive fact. You're like, what do you do instead?
I agree 100%.
Brilliant title.
Okay. So we're on the R.
So now we have the person engaged. The R is revealing that you have been there.
Okay.
So it's showing that you have some experience in the topic. And the disarming part of the reveal is that you are going to reveal that you have been in the place you perceive them to be.
Right.
Which is probably not as successful as they want to be in the area. So the reveal in this fine art example would be like, if we start off like, hey, Roland, have you ever, you know, thought about investing your money in fine art or wondered if there was money to be made there? And you'd mm-hmm. say yes. You know, I used to always look for interesting places to place my money to beat the market. And I also came across fine art and I realized that art isn't always what it seems, because a few years later when I said I wanted to get rid of the piece, I found that I not only couldn't sell it for a profit, I couldn't sell it at all. So that's the reveal that you've been there.
That would obviously hit a pretty significant fear. Is the reveal built around a fear, or how do you decide what to choose to reveal on about the situation that you're in?
Well, ideally you reveal something that is true. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of a learning experience or made you strive for more knowledge in the area.
Okay.
So I used a fear-based example, but it could be, I used to wonder where to put my money and I thought fine art could be a place, but I didn't know where to start.
Right.
So the C is calling out your discovery, the discovery that brought you out of that fog and gave you the clarity.
Okay.
So in this example, you could say, hey, Roland, have you ever thought about investing in fine art? I had thought the same, but I was so confused. Then when I tried, I lost my ass. Then I discovered a book had been published by J. Paul Getty called mm-hmm. How to Get Rich, and he published it in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. And you know, most people know J. Paul Getty was a very wealthy man, but what a lot of people don't know is that he made a lot of wealth in art. Mm-hmm. In fact, he has two museums in Southern California where he showcases a lot of that art, and it's some of the finest art in the entire world, better than many museums. Mm-hmm. And in that book, he had some interesting things about art that were really innovative, but I wasn't sure if they would apply to today's
art world. Right.
So yeah, yeah. I met with a prominent art investor who has made tens of millions of dollars in art, and I showed him Getty's principles, and he showed me how they applied today. And I started using those, and over the last 5 years, I've averaged a 30% return on my art annually, which is much more than any stock market.
Right. That's awesome.
So you can see the beginning of the arc. You know, it's like pulling the person in, like, are you interested in art? Yes. You know, I used to be too, and it's crazy. And then they're like, you know, also agreeing with you, right. And they're realizing that there, you know, are some pitfalls. And then you're saying that, you know, there is a solution that you've found, and mm-hmm. it makes them start thinking that there is a solution that could work for them as well. And then S stands for send them to do something.
Okay.
And the send can be anything you want, depending on your offering. So in the case we're making, where I just told you about this guy who distilled this J. Paul Getty's formula into something for modern art, mm-hmm. the send could be like, you know, and I put it all up on a special webpage that you can go check out. It's totally free.
Right.
It's at www.fineartcollectionsecrets.com.
Right.
Or it can be, you know, I've written it all into a book that's coming out next week, and I've just opened it up for pre-orders. So if you pre-order, I'd really appreciate it. Here's where to do it.
That's awesome.
Or it could be like, get on my email list, and I'm revealing those tips one by one. Or it could say, do you like this? Like, is this something you want to hear about? If so, hit the comments in the button and let me know. Like, or you could say, like, do you have a friend that's interested in art? Like, tag them below and like let them know, because I'm gonna give away 20 copies of this book along with a piece of fine art.
Right.
You know, whatever you want.
Well, I like that. Ooh, I like that a lot.
Yeah. And they're likely to take that action because of the way that they are arced in, mm-hmm. Pun intended, to the formula.
So is it then four separate communications? Or is all of that in one communication?
It's all in one, and that can be in as simple as like one run-on sentence, or it can be in like an hour-long presentation.
Okay. Craig, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Roland. My pleasure.
Look forward to talking to you soon.
All right.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. For more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.